You know, sometimes ends lead to new beginnings. Ends in our lives will lead to new things, new beginnings. And of course, we can think of the calendar, that the end of one calendar year leads to the new calendar year and the new opportunities that are available to us in that year. Where this week is the end of our liturgical cycle, our liturgical calendar. Where next week we start Advent and we start another year of reflecting on our Lord's life and ministry. And of course, we have the end of this life, our death, our earthly death, which can lead to the beginning of our eternal life in heaven with our Lord. And so at this time of ends, this the end of the liturgical year, end of the calendar year, we need to be reminded of what is important. And of course, what is important is that Jesus Christ is the King of kings and Lord of lords. He is truly the King of the universe, as the title of this day is in our, you know, when we look at the calendar, it's our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the universe. And this, he's a king very much unlike the King of England. You know, if you look at the King of England, of course, you know, centuries ago, the king had much more power than he does today. Today, he is pretty much a figurehead subject to Parliament. Parliament makes the rules. The king just kind of signs them off and, you know, moves on. He really doesn't have a lot of power. Our president, the president of the United States, has much more power than the King of England does over the United Kingdom. You know, our Lord's not a king where he's a figurehead. He is the one who has authority over everything, the heavens and the earth. And it is from him that earthly authority comes. Our earthly rulers have power because of him. It comes from him. We see that in the Passion story, where our Lord is standing before Pontius Pilate. And Pontius Pilate says, "Don't you know I have the power to save you or to crucify you? I can let you free." And our Lord says, "You would have no power over me if it had not been given to you from above." So the power that our earthly kings, our earthly rulers have, are given to them by our Lord. They have no power over him, yet he has all the power over them. Some of our earthly rulers need to be reminded of that by their subjects, I think, because they've kind of forgotten that, it seems like, especially in our country. And so because he is the King of kings and Lord of lords, he is the king that first we need to pay service to. You know, many of us are familiar of serving our country, whether it's the military or first responder, police, something like that. Doing something where we, as our job, as our career, give our time to the service of our country. And that's a very important thing to do. But we consider serving our country, pledging our love and our devotion to our country. The Pledge of Allegiance. You know, we pledge allegiance to the flag. That is giving our service and our devotion to our country. Well, in the same way, we need to give service is of love and devotion to our Lord. And we did that when we became Christians at baptism. When we became Christians at baptism, we pledged ourselves, or our parents pledged us on our behalf, pledged on our behalf, that we would serve our Lord as King. And we do so by, as our Lord says, "Whatever you did by one of the least brothers of mine, you did for me." So we serve our Lord by serving others, by doing the works of mercy, the corporal works of mercy. You know, and it's these, you know, we were familiar, I hope we're familiar with the corporal and spiritual works of mercy. But the corporal works of mercy especially come right out of this gospel reading. "For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. A stranger and you welcomed me. Naked and you clothed me. Ill and you cared for me. In prison and you visited me." And then over the years, the church has added one more: burying the dead. The act of burying the dead is a corporal work of mercy. That's why I always hate to hear people say, oh, I don't want a funeral, or our loved one didn't want anything special, so no funerals for them. Oh, so you want to take away our ability to do a corporal work of mercy for you by burying you, and by doing that for you, we are doing that for our Lord. You want to take that away from us, huh? Sorry, the burial isn't about whether you want one or not. It's that we have the obligation to do that for you. That's just a little aside. That's something that I've heard a lot, especially in smaller towns. Oh, I don't want a funeral. I don't want anything special. Just throw me in a hole. I always love it. Just throw me in a hole somewhere. No. No. By the way, if you ever tell me that, I'm going to make sure you are going to have the most elaborate funeral possible. Go ahead and tell me you don't want a funeral. I'll make sure you have a big one. I'll invite everybody in. No, I'm just kidding. But no, it is a work of mercy to bury the dead. It is a service that we do for others that we also do to serve our Lord. You know, all these works of mercy. And what can happen is we can forget that these works of mercy are the most important things that we can do. Serving our Lord by serving others is the most important thing that we can do here on earth. Because we can get caught up in ourselves. We can get caught up in our needs and our desires. We can get caught up in our problems and issues. And it causes us to draw inward. And we can get caught up with our problems with others instead of the need to serve others. But we do serve Christ by serving others. And so when we do find ourselves getting caught up in ourselves, we need to draw out of that. We need to allow ourselves to get out of our head, if you will, and go out and serve others. So we serve him by, first of all, going out and proclaiming the gospel. And we can do that through our service. That when we go out and we do reach out to others, clothe the naked, feed the hungry, give drink to the thirsty, and so on, we are serving him by serving those in need. But also by going out to the lost sheep, going out to those who should be coming to our Lord, who should be hearing this message of the gospel. That's the image, you know, in the first reading, this image of the shepherd who goes out and brings in the sheep. That is what we are called to do as well. We are called to participate in that and go out to the sheep of the world to gather. Our Lord uses us to gather in people. Now, I say that serving others is important because, of course, as our Lord himself tells us, there will be a final judgment. There will be a separation of the sheep and the goats. That there will be those who will be welcomed into the kingdom of heaven and those who will be rejected for the kingdom of heaven. And if we don't serve our Lord, we will be part of those who are rejected. You know, ultimately, there will be divine justice for how we live our lives now. If we live our lives in service of Christ and neighbor, we will receive the divine justice of the kingdom of heaven. But if we don't, if we are drawn inward and if we are going after our neighbor and attacking them and putting our needs and wants over the needs and needs of our neighbors, we will be the goats that will be rejected. There will be that divine justice. We might not have justice here on earth, but there will be justice in heaven, in the next life. That is why we are reminded of the importance of this service. So may we truly, as we are reminded of our end, or we're at this end of our year, our calendar year, our liturgical year, may we devote ourselves to these works of mercy by serving Christ and serving others, so that we may hear when we face our Lord at the final judgment, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world."